A couple of years ago, he called me up and he said he got something in the mail that he had to take a paternity test, had to give a swab of DNA because a gal was claiming that he had in fact fired his demon seed.
And did it prove to be that you were the father?
Well, see, I don't. That's kind of goofy that they did made me do the swab test with my spit. Okay, the judge would not let me take a blood test.
Right.
And it was done by a state lab through the court system. It came back 1/10 of a point, my child. 1/10 of a point less, it wouldn't have been mine. And it was out of 200 people, I came the closest to it.
Only my brother. So you mean this whore that you had been shagging up with, she had sex with 200 guys?
No, just 200 people that came close to that DNA. I was the closest match. She wasn't. I don't know if she was a whore.
No, Jimmy. I was kidding when I said that.
Yeah, she was basically. You know, I picked her up at the bar. One of them one night stands after Angie and I got divorced. You know,
yeah.
And it just so happened. You know.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, that's why it's always good to wear a condom.
I was going. Well, never mind.
I tell him that. I say, listen, either pull out or wear a condom, or for God's sakes, you know, he should just buy the pill and just carry the pill with him and you know, make sure that the girls he dates take the pill. But now...
The morning after pill?
Yeah, he's been with this girl.
Not the regular pill.
No, that would do no good at the time.
Right.
Now, the girl he's with now, Jamie, his girlfriend, how long you been with her?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah, she's great.
So what happened with the other court thing, with the other girl, with the other child?
I called her up here about 3 months ago, and I told her I wanted to start seeing the child.
Yeah.
You know, I said, hey, the court deems me the father, so I want to see my child.
And well, good for you.
She said, I don't want you in the kid's life. Because I guess she's got a live-in boyfriend stuff. And I said, what do you mean? I said, if I go to court for it, ain't no judge going to deny me. She goes, I don't want you in my child's life. She says, I want you to relinquish parental rights.
Oh, you know what? Now I remember this because I remember you and I had a pseudo argument about this.
And
throws a paternity suit at you and then wants you to relinquish parental rights.
Yeah, and I asked her. I said, "Well, why did you start that paternity suit in the first place?" And she says, "Because I wanted you to pay child support." And I said, "Why? You know, I'm confused." And so she said, yeah, if you relinquish, you won't have to pay child support.
Right now, I remember this. Now, this was an argument that I had with my brother off the radio. Of course, I had not discussed any of this on the air, but he called up one day and he said, hey, listen, you know, if I relinquish the rights, I don't have to pay any money. You know, that's pretty sweet. I'm looking at not having to pay money.
Right.
Yeah, because the court threw me in debt for $9,000.
So, you know, and I'm tired of trying to be the moral compass for my brother and tell him what to do. But, you know, what he's saying was, listen, you dummy, you damn dummy, to quote Sam, our dad, you know, you did this, you got her pregnant, do the right thing. I mean, even if you got to, what did I tell you? I say, if you got to get a second job, pay the stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was about Angie. Yeah, I don't think you and I ever talked about this.
No, we talked about this. Well, I'm positive we did, the illegitimate child.
I don't know if we did or not, but, you know, her new boyfriend that she's got, I guess they're getting married. He wants to adopt the child the whole bit, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, if you didn't think you were the father.
But do you think you're the father now?
I don't know. It just seems pretty coincidental that the state lab for the state court, 1/10 of a point.
And she doesn't want you in the kid's life?
No, not at all. And she says it's because I used to smoke pot.
But she wants your money.
Exactly.
Well, but if you're not in the kid's life, then she doesn't get your money.
Right.
Well, I mean, then,
now,
you know,
now with her boyfriend help supporting her and her child, she doesn't want my money either.
Well, then say goodbye.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but what if the kid's really his, though?
Well, that's...
That's
the important thing, if she's got a father, you know, I mean, if the kid's got a father and, you know, they've got a family unit, and,
yeah,
you know, you don't even think that, you think there's a chance the kid might not even be your...
That's what
your
I'm
offspring.
Thinking, you know, if I do get visitation, I'll be honest, my life's an open book on your show.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
You know, if I get visitation, I am going to go and have a blood test done.
Well, why don't you get the blood test done before you decide to
because
get
I'm going to have to go into court to get visitation rights.
Well, no, can't you get a blood test done first to find out if the child is yours?
No, I got to bring the child.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy, that's tough.
You know, what a mess this country is.
That's
tough.
Really.
You know, so that's what's going on in that chapter.
Okay. So we've covered your current girlfriend.
What do you think you're going to do?
We covered your ex-wife.
Do about what?
About this situation. It's a very, very complicated
situation. I tried to call her back, and she disconnected her phone. So now it's either go to court for visitation. If she really doesn't want me in the child's life, she's going to get a hold of an attorney. And because I told her, I says, if you want me to relinquish this, I says, you get a hold of an attorney and have him call me.
How do you feel about relinquishing even if the child is yours?
I've never seen the child.
You've never seen the child.
So I don't really, you know, I don't, call me a dick. I don't care.
I'm not going to call you a dick.
I wouldn't
lay that judgment on you at all. Absolutely
I don't know
not.
The child, and I don't know how to feel about it. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand completely.
I did call him a dick, though. Because
he doesn't know.
Well, that's like when Rachel was first born. I was happy she was there, but I didn't know how to feel about her for the first couple weeks.
But I said, you got
to
figure out, you know, that. How could you have the great unknown? You don't know if that child is yours or not. I mean, Jimmy, we did have this discussion off the air, and I do think you...
I must have been stoned or something.
Yeah, you're too cavalier with the whole topic, frankly. here's a guy on the phone who went through a paternity test, okay?
Okay.
This guy's from Sacramento. Robert.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air with my brother, Jim. Fascinating.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I came home from work one day, and a guy was sitting out on the street, and he served me my paper saying I owed $1,700 in back child support. So I flipped out and I called them up. I'm like, you know, hey, what is this? And they're like, well, you owe this money for such and such child. I'm like, well, I want the blood test. And the lady asked me, she goes, they offered you the blood test? I said, yeah, they offered me the blood test. Why wouldn't they? She said, well, if we're sure about who the father is, we don't offer the blood test. I'm like, well, how are you sure who the father is? She said, well...
Are you lost?
Yeah, I bet Jimmy's following this.
Yeah, I'm following it.
Yeah.
Did the mother just say that you were the father and that was it?
Yeah. They speak the same language, Mike.
They do.
The mother said you were the father. I said, well, I could say Elvis is my father. Does that make it true? Like, no.
Yeah, see, my brother is simpatico with this guy now on the phone.
I'm not the father, but... They're still trying to get me for $1,700 in child support.
Yeah, they stuck me with $10,000. They stuck me with all the birthing expense and everything.
Hi, welcome to this hour of the Deadbeat Dad Show on the Don and Mike Show.
So a woman gets pregnant. She has a kid. She can send, a process server out to anybody claiming that person's the father?
That must be California. It ain't that way here in Wisconsin.
Well, what did they do to you, sir?
They sent out the papers and saying I had to show up in court and tried to... Excuse me?
Claiming that you were the father?
Right, and they tried to attach my wages and everything.
They didn't even give you a test?
But that's before they gave you a blood test?
That's before they gave me the blood test.
Hmm.
What did the blood test turn out?
Had you slept with the mother?
Yes, I had.
Well,
is it your kid?
No, it's not.
Did the blood test prove that?
Yes, it did.
Did you countersue?
Not yet.
Listen to attorney.
Yeah, you should countersue, man, for mental distress and everything else.
Well, that's true.
Listen.
Tell him that you lost your girlfriend and everything.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, I think Jimmy's giving him good advice.
Well, yeah, because nowadays you hear people going into court. There was a guy I know that he couldn't make love for a year because of an injury. They went to court and sued because of loss of companionship.
Right.
Do it.
All I know.
Loss of companionship. You couldn't get laid because your girlfriend left you because she thought you had another kid. There you go.
All I know is that 3 years ago when he started this legal stuff with my mom and dad,
right,
he was petrified every time he had to go to court like for a speeding ticket or something. Now it's like, yeah, hey, man, I'm going to court next week and then I'm going again. Yeah, sue that guy.
Right,
yeah,
on.
I'm with it now, man. I'm in the system.
All right.
Hey, the courts know me by first name now.
Hey, Jimmy.
He is something. Jesus Christ. So what are you doing for fun this weekend? What harmless animals will you be killing this weekend?
No, I'm not going to kill any this weekend. We don't have any kids this weekend. I got the weekend off. I think we're going out to dinner Friday night, and we're going to lay in the waterbed most all the weekend.
Stock up on bananas.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to practice that banana shoot.
What is the last harmless, defenseless animal you killed?
Squirrel.
Why?
I can't say that. It was a cat 2 weeks ago.
Why did you kill a cat, Jimmy?
I ran him over. He ran out in front of me.
Oh,
so it was an accident.
Just a harmless roadkill.
Yep.
Well,
you know, I thought about backing up to finishing him off.
Oh my!
Are you stoned or drunk now?
No.
Okay. You're wound up, man.
Yep.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
So everything sounds like it's working out well for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good. Well, I know you had some problems there, and it's good that everything's come together.
It's a happy call, and I guess the last question would be, do you still have the restraining order against our parents?
No, I told you, the stupid-ass judge, he got rid of that last September. He says, look, your parents are 73 and 75 years old. What can they do from Florida? I said, Judge, you don't know these people. He says, what do you mean? Look at them. And Sam's in court with a cane, walking with a cane. 2 weeks before, he just got out of the hospital in Florida for heart surgery and a mild stroke.
Are they leaving you alone?
So far. But last night, I guess, when we went someplace, my neighbor called up, said there was a guy with a clipboard to come knocking on my door in a county car.
Well, that could have been a census taker.
No, that's over with.
Could have been the paternity suit.
No.
It could have been back child support for the other.
I'm thinking that it might be Sam and Fran coming up here because it's about their time to come up here.
Yeah, well, hold on. Why would Sam and Fran, our adoptive parents, who we are estranged from, and I won't even get into that now, but why would they send a guy from the county to your house with a clipboard?
Try to serve me papers for court or something. I have no idea. They know they don't have the restraining order against them anymore. You know, they fought like cats and dogs in court with me to get visitation of Rachel, right?
Right.
The judge gave visitation of Rachel. The day we walked out of court, they were still in town for a week and never called my daughter.
Yeah, well, you know, we had discussed that, Jimmy. That was never about seeing your daughter. That was
power struggle.
That was, yeah, power struggle, upper hand stuff.
Right.
You know?
Well, listen, bottom line, I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad things are going well for you. I'm glad you're enjoying your new job.
But don't call again.
No.
No, I love this segment. No. This was fantastic.
This is perhaps your best segment ever on the show.
Oh, no.
I like the happy Jim. It always puts me, for whatever reason, even though, you know, we're not related, Jim, it puts me in a good mood when you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's happy when you're happy.
It's true.
It's good.
All right, man.
All right.
We'll go to that website, look at a picture of the girl. And
which website is that?
DonandMikeFans.com.
Oh, okay.
That will have a link to the website where you can see the pictures of the girl today.
Okay, I'll show Jamie that tonight.
All right, show her that tonight.
Then we'll practice.
Okay.
If she gets good, we'll be there.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Jesus. I dig it when he's in a good mood.
That was great.
You know, he's had a tough life. He has. He really has.
He has.
And when he's up, it's good. I hope he stays that way for a long time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, I got a question for you, sir.
Yeah, sir.
Yes, I'm trying to put on my DJ voice for you. How can you call your brother out on such a matter when you yourself say that you're not a fan of wrapping the package?
Are you talking about wearing a rubber?
Exactly.
I've been married to the same woman for 20 years.
But
okay?
Speaking prior.
Prior to that, 20 years ago, I used the Catholic method.
Okay?
And listen, I am allowed to be a slight parental figure to my brother since he has none.
Okay. Abusive parental figure.
How am I being abusive?
You're beating the hell out of him about the matter.
He loves his brother. His brother loves him. They have a great relationship.
Hey, listen,
I understand.
I'm telling you, listen, my brother can't keep going around and knocking up girls. He can't do it. He can't do it.
Okay, I may agree with, you know, he's got the record, but, you know, what's done is done.
And I'm just trying to help him through it. Yeah, was there anything else, douchebag?
No, I will concede to that.
He's just a ball buster.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's all he
is.
His only agenda. There was no real concern.
Hey, listen, the bottom line is I love my brother and I do anything for him.
We heard the end of that conversation right there.
I have helped him out of countless jams, but if you think I'm going to let him get on the radio and I'll give him this, he's honest.
Yeah, he's very honest. And that, you know what? His situation, you got your opinion on it, and it's a difficult situation.
Yeah.
You weren't. I don't think you were busting his chops.
But that's my opinion. Right. He should, you know, if that kid is his, he should do what he has to do. And furthermore,
absolutely, 100%.
He should stop making baby, and you should stop calling me, you dick.
Now I'm the dick.
Yes.
Always been.
Yes, I should wrap you in a condom. I really should. Christ.
Right. I think we've cleared that up.
Do you have a brother?
I do not.
Ah, well then you know nothing about the bond between brothers. And you obviously don't know that I would do anything and have done anything for my brother. And he feels the same about me.
I'm guessing only child, sir?
You got me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Shocker.
Okay.
Okay, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you, too.
Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye. Keep having unprotected sex.
Absolutely.
That's my advice to you.
I will continue.
Let my brother be your role model. Knock up hundreds of girls.
And I'm working on my CDL this month, so.
Working on your what?
CDL. I'm be a truck driver.
Well, now, there's nothing wrong with the fact that my brother drives a truck. Trucks keep America moving.
Hey,
if you eat it, if you, what is it?
If you need it, eat it, read it, use it. You got it from a truck.
That's right. Look around you. Everything in that room came in on a truck.
I mean,
all right,
okay.
Just go away.
Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Dickhead.
Good.
Ah, there he goes.
Thank goodness.
There he goes.
Thank you.
You know, even if he wore a condom, every time he had sex, he still wouldn't need any condoms.
That's right.
Booyah!
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by VG Prada. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK. UPN Wednesday is bigger than ever. Featuring the new series Jake 2.0. Microcomputers make Agent Jake Foley a superhuman weapon. But to find a stolen nuclear bomb,
a lot of people are going to die.
Jake must join a renegade military squad.
Welcome to hell.
And you won't believe how they initiate him.
No one has to die.
I disagree.
You kill the man.
In all new Jake 2.0. But first, on an all new Star Trek Enterprise. Journey to a parallel world where time has stood still.
Confirm that they're human.
How the hell did they get here?
And advanced technology is no match.
What's your business here?
For gunpowder in a lead bullet. Settle up for an all-new Enterprise.
Do you have any experience riding these animals?
How hard can it be?
An all-new Star Trek Enterprise, followed by an all-new Jake 2.0.
Tomorrow at 8 on UPN 20. Then stay tuned for Seinfeld and Raymond.
You're looking for something far from more than it's a hunger you know you can't ignore. Incredible flavors, it's a celebration. Gotta satisfy what you're looking for. Let's go down to the Outback, take a bold and fresh play the dough.
Your taste for bold and fresh flavors bring you to the Outback Steakhouse, where you can experience our succulent ribs on the barbie and coconut shrimp.
Let's go down to the Outback Steakhouse, bold and fresh flavors so outrageous. Let's go down to the Outback Steakhouse now.
No rules, just right.
This Sonny Jurgensen report is brought to you by Nextel.
For Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael. Rod Gardner and Lavernius Coles combined for 206 yards on Sunday in the win over Seattle. Good news for the Redskins offense, Sonny.
If they can run the ball effectively, and they did, they get the yardage running, and it keeps the defense off balance. And I think that really helped, because then when they had the opportunity to throw, they didn't get the full all-out blitz. And because of that, they surrendered no sacks. So it benefited everybody, and especially Patrick Ramsey.
For Sonny, I'm Larry Michael. Redskins at Carolina on Sunday, 1 p.m. on the WJFK Redskins Radio Network.
Running play. 40 cut. On two. Hold on. It's my phone.
Hello?
Say, why don't we try a little pitch and catch on this one?
Coach?
Yep.
Why aren't you calling on my helmet?
The Redskins score using great speed, and so can you with Simply Wireless and Nextel's Direct Connect, the walkie-talkie feature that now works coast-to-coast. Call Simply Wireless, your Nextel authorized representative at 1-888-222-8484 or online at simplywireless.com. Simply Wireless, making communication simple.
Yep.
Toyota, always the first choice for quality and value. And now the first choice for 2004 selection and savings. Choose from 17 different Toyota models, including 4Runners, Highlanders, and Siennas, all available now with third row seating. Or choose America's favorite car, Toyota Camry, now with $750 cash back from Toyota, plus special first choice financing. Take the cash back from Toyota or apply it to your down payment. Save on any Camry or save with first choice financing on the all-new, bigger and more powerful Solara. First Choice financing includes savings on Toyota's versatile Matrix and on reliable, dependable Corollas. Want a tough Tacoma or selected Tundra? Do it now and get First Choice savings with special financing. And right now, your Toyota dealer has great First Choice deals on gas thrifty RAV4s and 8-passenger Sequoias. Cash back and First Choice financing ends December 1st. So for more choices, better choices, see your Toyota dealer today. Get the feeling, Toyota.
Up here.
Huh? Who's that?
Me, the Hyundai dealership PA announcer. So, your first day as a Hyundai salesman?
Yeah.
Relax. The Hyundai Santa Fe practically sells itself. It's a stylish SUV that costs $1,300 less than a Toyota RAV4 when comparably equipped.
Right.
And remember, only Hyundai has America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
Okay, got it.
And don't forget the cash back.
Mm-hmm.
So the Santa Fe starts at just $17,994.
Yep.
But only for a short time, so people have to act soon. Oh, a customer. Mm-hmm. Remember, with Hyundai, people win. Oh, and stand up straight, you're slouching.
Okay. For a short time, get $500 cash back on a 2004 Hyundai Santa Fe. That's $500 cash back. So don't walk. Run to your nearest Hyundai dealer.
Advertised prices. MSRP list $500. Limited time factory rebate. Exit freight, taxes, title, license, and options. See the price may vary. Comparison of MSRP of comparably equipped 2004 Santa Fe and Toyota RAV4, including freight, exit, and taxes, title, and license. See dealer for limited warranty details.
This week at CompUSA, get $100 off the HP A362N desktop PC featuring the Intel Pentium 4 processor with HT technology.
You know the story. You buy that little digital camera to use with your PC, open it up, and inside's a 200-page instruction booklet that's bigger than the camera. You try to read the thing, but by page 10, you're already lost. Not to worry. Just find CompUSA. See, they'll train you on any digital thing you buy. Install it, too. All for free. They'll even come to your home. So don't worry about that 50-pound instruction booklet, because when it comes to unmatched service, CompUSA wrote the book. Free training. They'll beat any advertised price. CompUSA. Unmatched.
Don't forget, save $100 off the HP A362N desktop PC featuring the Intel Pentium 4 processor with HT technology. Certain conditions apply. Quantities limited. See store for details.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus? Anyone? Yes, Desmond?
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for you here. Orangetown.
What's the reason for your truancy?
She couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
The Don and Mike Show.
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it, and what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.
That gravy dog, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I don't know. All right, well, the studio is in full concert mode right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring you an Elvis birthday tribute like we've never done before.
This is a very exciting moment as we prepare for our Elvis tribute artist.
Let's bring in Stephen St. James.
Stephen St. James!
And he's... Oh,
here he comes.
Wants his music playing?
Gotcha, okay.
Hi, Stephen.
Here he is.
Let's give him a round of applause. There he is.
Hey, Steve.
He's got the oven. How you doing, Stephen?
Welcome.
Very nice to meet you. Hi, Stephen.
How are you?
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
There he is.
Grab a microphone. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Wow. Now, are you one of these? Look at you in the Elvis suit.
You got the jumpsuit.
I was going to wear street clothes, okay?
No. This is good. I would have been kicked out of.
If you didn't come in dressed like that, I would have been horribly disappointed.
Would
absolutely.
Kick me out the opposite way out? Like
no,
been,
this,
or what?
This is great. This is fantastic.
You know what I love? Look at you're fat like we are. And look at the suit.
I'm not that fat.
The suit fits him the way the suit fit Elvis.
Okay. Now, did you purposefully get a little tighter suit? You know, that.
I'm working on losing some weight here, guys.
Go with Elvis.
Well, listen, don't be offended by that.
We know the battle of weight. Trust us.
Now, you've been an Elvis impersonator since you were, an Elvis tribute artist since you were
6 years old.
Six.
Wow. Well, I mean, what happened is when I was 6 years old, my grandmother actually had me watch the Aloha from Hawaii concert live.
Right.
Six. When I was 10, I got involved with it a little bit, and there was a lot of guys out there that were just really, really bad.
And you're good.
Well, I brought my CD. You can tell me. How's that sound?
All right. Now,
when you're talking about that, you know, one of the things that I know that some Elvis impersonators will come in and they will be talking like Elvis right away. Now, do you just do the singing tribute to Elvis where you sing like Elvis, or can you, you know, be like some of the other ones where, you know, hey, man.
I can talk like him if I really needed to, but, you know, I just do it on stage and pretty much when I'm off stage I'm myself.
All right. Okay. Now, hold on. Let's listen to a little bit of this CD. You do these shows, you dress up in the suit, and you dance like Elvis?
We're working on doing a nationwide tour right now, as a matter of fact. I got a major booking agent in Las Vegas who's interested in doing something. And there's a lot of guys out there, like I said, it's a parody. I mean, I don't do it that way. I'm a professional entertainer. I knew J.D. Sumner, which knew Elvis really well, for about 7 years. I was good friends with, I don't know if you're familiar with any of the guys he hung around with, but I was good friends with Mike McGregor.
Sorry, don't know him.
I got real close to the guys that knew him really well, so I could find out what he was all about.
Do you know Marty? What is it, Marty Lacker?
Marty Lacker. Yeah, I've talked to Marty a few times, but right. JD was the real deep low voice you hear in the background. That's JD Sumner,
right?
And then I knew him, and I also knew Butch Polston, the guy who made this suit. This is actually an original, almost an exact duplicate of what Elvis wore on stage.
What is your reaction, for instance, to the Elvis tape that we played before you came in?
Well, I mean, I try to keep opinions to myself, but since you asked me, it's interesting. I mean, I knew that's what I wanted to find out a lot of. That's why I tried to get close to some of the guys that knew him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're doing 300 tours a year, you're traveling all over the country and you're doing 20, 25 concerts in a different city every single day, it takes a toll on anybody. So, I mean, he got to the point where he had to take pills to go to sleep and pills to get up, and it just got nasty. And it just got to a point where he couldn't control it anymore. And
so your reaction to that, when you hear that tape,
yeah,
can you hear the humor in it that we hear, that here's a guy who's obviously effed up out of his mind?
Of course. I mean, when you're in that type of state, you can't control how you are anyway. But, I mean, it's just that, I don't know, Elvis had a lot of bad problems because when he was getting older and stuff like that, and Priscilla left him especially, he was all by himself. The only time he ever felt comfortable anymore was on stage. And that's a pretty lonely life. You got all that money and all that power, and you can't do anything.
But you're okay with our search for the comedy of Elvis.
Of
which
course.
We know Elvis, and it's not just the drug thing and getting bloated and all that, but when Elvis makes us really laugh, and when we read the story...
Even before he got effed up,
it's about what he used to do with his crew when he was running around with the Memphis Mafia, and the
monkey,
way that he lived his life, it was hysterically
funny. His monkeys,
funny.
Scatter the Monkey.
Right. And, you know, when we do that, I mean, seriously, some of the stuff he did is stuff that I think any guy would love to have a gang of guys and behave like that sometime. And it's funny because Elvis had all this money, all this power among this group of friends in Memphis, and he just, it was, the sky was the limit the way he did it. When you're taking BB guns and shooting flashbulbs in your pool and doing stuff and getting a monkey that freezes to a tree, I mean, this is great stuff.
But on the other hand, he's also the guy who drank codeine cough syrup
right
out of champagne glasses with 15-year-old girls.
Sure. You have to understand, he came from poverty. I mean, he had nothing, and then all of a sudden he gets all this power and fame, and he doesn't know how to handle it.
And he didn't have anybody around to help him out either, obviously.
You know, it's interesting, because if you put, in order to do, you know, I heard you guys when I was coming in here and stuff like that, and you were saying, you know, the guy thinks a lot of himself. The funny thing is, yeah, I'm conceited a little bit, and I'll be honest with you, the reason I am, and it's not that I don't think I'm Elvis Presley in any shape, form, or the way, okay?
Okay.
But when I'm off stage, I'm myself. But when you're on stage playing that part and trying to live up to that kind of persona, and I mean, Elvis even said, how easy is it to live up to an image? It's impossible. You know, it's a great thing when you've got four and five guys around you as an entourage, and I got a limo and everything else.
He's into it.
He is into it. It's funny with the suit. Yeah.
Will you put on a show for us?
What do you want me to do?
We've got some Elvis karaoke. I mean, if you just keep the headphones on, you can do a little show for us. Yes.
Or you can you can do your own thing, and you can take the headphones off and give us some a cappella, Elvis.
Here's what I got for you, karaoke. I've got Hound Dog.
I could really bust your chops. I know how you guys always do that thing about, you know, that song you always do. Elvis song you always
Welcome to my world.
A welcome to my
world. Yeah, do that, or give us a little welcome to our world on the microphone.
Oh, no, I don't have the music for that, though.
Can you do that a cappella, Elvis?
Elvis on there?
No, this is just karaoke.
No, I'm saying the Elvis track that you usually play.
Oh, I've got it? Yeah, okay.
Bring it down a little bit, and I'll sing with it.
All right.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
Very good. You're going to sing seated? Elvis never sang.
Stephen St. James.
All right.
As a matter of fact, try the microphone back there.
We got you a microphone, too. You know, a special microphone just for you.
I just feel so honored, guys.
All right, there you go.
Are you ready?
All right, here.
We'll start with Welcome to My World.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
He's singing in an Elvis suit right here in the studio.
Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind.
No heart attacks, okay?
Welcome to my world.
Filled with you in mind.
Filled with you in mind.
He gave you the Elvis point.
All right, now.
Yeah.
I'll give you a karaoke.
Okay, what do you got?
How about Suspicious Minds?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Another slow one, though. Can't we?
No. Suspicious Minds is not a slow one.
Okay.
Right. But we're caught in a trap.
It
just
starts
turn the music
slow.
Up a little bit so
all
I can
right.
hear it. That's
you
all.
Got it. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen St. James.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
Now, can we have some of the dancing?
When you don't believe a word I say.
Bring on the headphones.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. Suspicious mind. So if an old friend I know got by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
We've never had an Elvis in person. Tribute artist in here.
We never have, have we?
Here we go again. Ask me where I have been. Suspicious mind, and we can't build our dreams.
Sing it,
oh, suspicious mind. All in our love survive. Oh no, I'll dry the tears from your eyes.
This is outrageous. If you please,
don't let a good thing die. Oh no, cause honey. No, I never lied to you.
There you go. Thank you for the point.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there
you go. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
I've never felt more ridiculous in my life.
What? You know when I got into this business?
You're doing to me. You don't believe a word I say. Oh, don't you know. You're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
want me to fade it out, Mike?
Yes. Yes.
Because I love you too.
Stephen St. James, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Stephen St. James.
Okay, beautiful.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Come on, does it really sound that bad?
No, you sound fine.
You're a little off key.
Well, it's kind of hard with the mic and stuff. I'm used to using a live band and everything else. I'm okay.
You got the sideburns, you got the suit, you know, you know the lyrics.
How much does that suit set you back?
$1,500.
Wow. Really?
There's a guy that makes a living do this all over the world.
Turn around. Let me see what's on the back of it.
Yeah, turn around.
Yeah. Look at that. Jesus. Wow. Now, how often do you have to have that thing cleaned? That's a serious question.
Actually, the nice thing about the studded suits, when you get into the embroidery, you have to get dry cleaned, obviously. They're like $4,000.
Right.
Some of them. But
how many do you have? How many suits do you have?
Right now, I've got three.
Three suits?
Yes.
Is this your best one?
Right now, I've got a belt coming in overnighted for tomorrow for the show coming up in Illinois, but this is pretty much the first suit I have.
All right.
Now, have you
know what's funny?
The other one, this one, the new one I have now is heavier. It's bigger.
You're so serious. It's just funny to talk to you because you're very, very serious. And it's just, you know, the suit, it's funny. I'm sorry. You understand
that,
right?
Fine. Oh, it's great. Believe me. And you know the funny thing about, you mentioned Anthony Robbins?
Yeah.
I could have got you free tickets.
That's
shocker.
It would have cost you. It would have saved you money that way.
No thanks. When you go to these conventions,
yeah.
At some point, do you have a room full of Elvises? I mean, do you guys all hang out together?
When we do the tribute thing, the only reason I'm doing it is because if I win this contest, then I go to Memphis, and if I win that, I'm considered the best in the world out of 33,000 guys.
Are there?
So there are 33,000 Elvis impersonators
in the world.
Now, are you all registered?
There's no registering needed.
No registry needed.
No.
Somebody's keeping track of them if they know there are 33,000.
But out of 400 guys in the country, I was picked as one of the top 20 in the country.
So you're really up there in the top percentage.
Yeah.
And out of the top 20, how would you rate yourself? If you're in the top 20, be objective.
Well, I guess I could hold my own with first place. I mean, if I really...
See,
I,
number one, that's the right
that's
attitude.
That's a winning attitude.
That is the right attitude. Hey!
You know, I worked on my voice for 14 years, 6 hours a day, when everybody else was out doing drugs and gangs and stuff like that. It was my way of getting out of trouble. That's how I actually got into this, and I just worked on it really hard. And it just, it came together, and I never had a voice lesson. I worked on it for a long time.
You know, they did some mathematical figuring, and they took the amount of Elvis impersonators tribute artists in 1977 to the amount there are now, and if that rate continues by the year 2050, 1 in 3 people in the world will be an Elvis tribute artist.
No, he's not making that up. He's true. He told me that the other day.
1 in 3 people in the world.
Oh, we're headed down that road.
Wow. I've got a serious question for you guys.
Yes.
Nobody can see me because I'm on the radio, but I'm just curious about something.
Yes.
What do you think about the look, honestly?
About your look?
Yeah.
You look good. You look like Elvis right when Elvis started to lose it.
That's a compliment. You know, you got the jumpsuit Elvis is the Elvis you want to do.
That's right.
Yeah, but I try to do the look as natural as possible. The sunglasses are not my forte. You know, all the wig stuff and all that stuff is ridiculous.
The hair looks very good. You got the black hair.
Yeah,
are those real sideburns that you have on there? All right, the sideburns look good.
You're closer to Elvis in Hawaii.
Right. Yeah. I mean, maybe on the second. Right. The second,
it's fine.
Maybe on the second stop in Hawaii. I'm kidding you. I'm a kidder.
That's no problem.
He's kidding you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen.
Must be a Gemini, right?
What's that?
Gemini.
Cancer.
Me, Gemini, 20th.
Ah, very good. Okay. Yeah. What's your sign, man?
Here's a question.
Yeah.
When is this convention you're going to? Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend. As a matter of fact, I was told you're going to be wanted the phone number to call this guy.
Yeah, we're going to call the organizer.
He's going to be there because he's waiting. So about an hour ago, so I didn't know if he's still there or not.
All right. Well, if we don't get him today, we'll get him tomorrow.
That's fine.
If we could get you, we'll have Charlie give you our hotline.
Uh-huh.
Call us a week from today.
Okay.
And let us know how you did in the contest.
Sure.
You will be competing against how many guys?
20.
20 guys?
Yes.
20 guys, all different ages.
My money's on you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the oldest Elvis impersonator you've ever met?
Johnny Hara, I've seen him.
Johnny Hara, wow.
We've had Johnny Hara on our show before.
And you know who else you've had on your show, which is actually a friend of mine?
Who?
Michael Hoover.
Oh, sure. Michael Hoover. He's in Ocean City
Michael's,
all the time.
Michael's 52 years old now.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. How old are you?
33.
Well, see, you got it there. I mean, you look like Elvis did when he was 33. So being 33, that.
And there's also a lot of guys out there that have the look. That sound halfway decent, but they're 5'6".
Right.
I'm 6 foot. So I mean, it also helps too.
All right, we'll get out of here, please. And
thank you, Stephen St. James.
Call us, Steve. Let us know how you do in the competition.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Best of luck to you. Right. Thank you, man.
Big year, man.
Thank you very much.
See you later, man. You take it easy, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very
absolutely
much.
Thanks, man. Stephen St. James. There he goes. It's the most ridiculous moment. Why was I so uncomfortable? I don't know. Be a man in a jumpsuit.
Because he was so good.
Oh, God.
I mean, hold on. Give me this music back, Rob.
Yeah, the music.
Give me
this
music back.
I struck out on music.
It was slightly off key, I thought.
Well, I think it's tough with the headphones and the karaoke.
And the rhythm.
And the rhythm
was
off.
That surprised me. He was a little off beat.
And probably a little nervous.
Sure, I'm sure.
Being on the show and stuff like that. Hey, but he came in with the jumpsuit.
Mike.
Got to give him credit for that.
Thinks he's the best in the world.
He does indeed.
He sure does. Well, we wish him well.
He sure does, Don.
Mr. Stephen St. James. He's been doing it since he was six.
Six years old, and he's going out there. Won't that be a fun hotel lobby to be in?
we wish him well. We will be. Jesus, that was awful. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK
online.
WJFK
online.
WJFK.com. Fox Wednesday on an all-new That 70s Show. Eric turns 18.
What is more important than your only son's 18th birthday?
For the first time since his heart attack, your father and I are having intercourse.
Happy birthday, dumbass.
But on what should be the happiest day of his life, he and Donna must say goodbye.
I'm really going to miss him.
That 70s Show, followed by Admit It with Dan Hooper. OC, you were there for Ryan and Marissa's first meeting.
Who are you?
Whoever you want me to be.
And their first kiss.
No school, no parents, just us.
Now, don't miss their first date.
I just wish it didn't have to end.
The OC. It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 5. And then, passengers in a pinch.
It's a pain.
Buses never on time.
It makes me late for school.
Suffering from Metro bus misery.
I was waiting like for 30 minutes.
Fox 5 exposes the truth about scheduling blunders that'll make you late and shows you which lines could be a waste of your time. How to stop the bus stop loops. Tonight at 10.
Old City, Capitol Hill, King's Dominion, Kellan Tunnel, Central Park, Buffalo Zoo,
Verizon Wireless,
New Haven Green,
Green Classic, it's working,
DC Metro,
hello?
30th Street Station,
coast to coast,
yep, it's working.
Verizon Wireless is working. We're America's best, most reliable wireless network, connecting more people in more places coast to coast, and that's something you won't get from any other wireless carrier.
PA Turnpike, Fort McHenry, Midtown Tunnel, Logan.
Now's the time to get wireless that works.
Cool.
And here's an amazing phone deal for the whole family. Right now, when you buy one Kyocera 2325 for just $19.99, you'll get up to two more absolutely free. That's buy one, get up to two free. Each phone with new two-year agreement. Don't wait. Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to customer agreement and calling plan. $175 early termination fee applies. Other restrictions apply. While supplies last, see store for details.
So, you're at the bar enjoying a great-tasting Miller Lite
during a bachelorette party
with the guys when your
entertainment
significant other walks into the establishment. Normally, this would be a good thing, except you
prefer men without mullets.
Forgot our anniversary. Luckily, you see a film crew conducting auditions for a Miller Lite commercial, and you excuse yourself before any ugliness can go down. On camera, you state that
she is so blackmailed.
They'll have to identify me with dental records. This moving speech makes you feel like
having another Miller Lite.
Having another Miller Lite. Before you head back to your group, where you'll
take plenty of incriminating photos.
Yell surprise and hope she thinks it's her party. Miller Lite is taking auditions at a bar near you. Grab a Miller Lite. Be on TV. Certain restrictions apply. Live responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Miller Lite film crew is holding auditions Thursday night in Bethesda, Friday in Georgetown, and Saturday in Manassas, Chantilly, and Centerville. Tell them why you love Miller Lite and you might find yourself starring in a Miller Lite commercial. Head to Bethesda Thursday, Georgetown Friday, and Manassas, Chantilly, and Centerville on Saturday. Grab a great-tasting, less-filling Miller Lite. Be on TV.
It's Mutiny on Survivor Island when a group of disgruntled castaways tries to seize control.
There we go!
Then, on CSI, TV's most watched show, evidence in a murder trial is thrown out.
The knife is the product of an unlawful search.
Now, investigators have only 24 hours to find new proof, or a killer walks.
We're breaking the rules.
Then, a boy is snatched in broad daylight, but no one who saw it will talk.
They're never going to tell the truth
without a trace. CBS Thursday.
We're back with Chat with Chat, sponsored by Priceline. Now with two ways to save on airfare. Hello, caller.
Hi, I have 4 days off at Thanksgiving. Not a lot of flexibility to travel.
Well, you have something to be thankful for. At Priceline, you can name your own price for incredible savings or choose from a wide selection of flight times, airlines, and low, low fares.
Hey, so now I can actually...